بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubt and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question: what is the philosophy of fasting, or what are the consequences of fasting? Can you please give us some practical procedures? Can you please give us some practical suggestions in order to increase our spirituality or ma'nawiyyah in the holy month of Ramadan and the spiritual journey that we are trying to step in this holy month? Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
We were talking about some of the most important practical instructions for our spiritual journey. And we said that we only talk about five instructions, which are very important, and they have been mentioned by all the great mystics. And of course, they are rooted in the verses of the Noble Book of Quran and in the narrations. The first one was not to speak unless necessary. The second one was not to eat too much, and also not to sleep too much. The fourth one was to have private time to contemplate. In the discussions on spirituality, the great mystics, they have talked about the fact that it is a very great instruction for all the people to dedicate a portion of their time during the day or at night before sleeping to think about many beneficial issues. For example, you can decide that 10 minutes before you sleep, you think about all your actions that you have done during the day. If you have done good actions, you will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have, na'udhu billah, committed some sins, then you would ask Allah for forgiveness and promise to yourself not to repeat them, on the following day. Then the next day when it happens again, and you might see that, for example, you have committed one sin less compared to the previous day, or you have done one good action more than the previous day. So imagine if you, try it all the days and the weeks and the month, then it would have a very great effect on all your actions, so much so that you will see that gradually your good actions will increase greatly, and your bad actions would be decreased. So this is called muhasabatun nafs. Also, we have musharata, which means that you make some conditions on yourself. For example, at night when you are thinking about your actions, you see that, for example, you have lied 3 times on that very day. Then you make a condition on yourself, musharata. You tell yourself that, for example, if I lie the next day again, then I have to pay, let's say, $50 as charity, for example. Or I have to practice fasting in the following day. Then you would see that because of the fact that it is difficult for you to pay such amount of money, or you do not feel like fasting the following day, then for sure you would not lie anymore, or at least the number of your lies will decrease day by day.
Here's a breakdown of what happens to your body when you fast in each stage of the 30 days of fasting. Stage 1. During the first couple of days of fasting, both blood sugar level and blood pressure drop. The body starts the cleansing process, and the first few days are the hardest as they are usually accompanied with headaches, dizziness, nausea, and intense hunger. Stage 2. During the second stage, the body becomes accustomed to the fasting schedule and the digestive system is able to rest. The digestive system focuses its energy on cleansing the body and healing the cells as the white blood cells in the body start to become more active. During this stage, the organs start their repair process as well. Stage 3. By the third stage, energy levels will have increased, your mind is able to concentrate better, and an overall feeling of wellness overtakes you. During fasting, the body's healing process becomes a lot more efficient, and so the body repairs any damaged cells during this stage. During this stage, the colon, liver, kidney, lungs, and skin are detoxing by eliminating toxins. Stage 4. During the last 10 days of fasting in Ramadan, the body has become accustomed to the fasting process. Your body becomes more energetic and you experience improved memory and concentration. At this stage, the organs are finishing up their healing process, and once all toxins are removed, the body is able to function at its maximum capacity. These are just some of the physical benefits of fasting that will take place within the body. But the spiritual benefits this month are far greater than anything mentioned here. شمع لمماتي يا ربي دعاتي تقبلها عطول رمضان ندى رحمة من ربنا نعمة. So that was about the fourth title. The last instruction, practical instruction that I would like to talk about is constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgetting Allah is the source for all the spiritual problems. And naturally, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only cure. In the famous dua that we recite in the night before Friday, Dua Kumail, we read, "My Lord, I seek approximation to you with your remembrance." Also we say, "O the one whose name is medicine, Ya man ismuhu dawa, and whose remembrance is cure, wa dhikruhu shifa." So remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings tranquility and light into the heart. As mentioned in chapter 13, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Those who believe and whose hearts find tranquility by the remembrance of God, dhikrullah." Now surely by God's remembrance, hearts find tranquility. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. In a narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam also says, "Certainly God the Glorified has made his remembrance the shine of the hearts." So it becomes clear why so much emphasis has been put on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the Noble Book of Quran. Chapter 3, verse 41. "Remember your Lord much and glorify him in the evening and the morning." Chapter 73, verse 8. "And remember the name of your Lord and devote yourself to him with exclusive devotion." Chapter 7, verse 205. "And remember your Lord within your heart, beseechingly and reverentially, without being loud morning and evening."
and do not be among the heedless. So in Islam, everything has a limit, even fasting and Hajj. The only exception, it is interesting to know that the only exception that has no limit is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is always and under all circumstances good and needed. Inshallah, I will share an interesting narration regarding this in the following session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.